Tam Tov is anywhere? The one that I wanted is not in the Beit Medrash. Okay. All the Bibles are there except for our Bible. I have to do without it after that. It's the next step, we'll bring it from Beit Medrash. Your day? The first Bible, or how are your days, Miss?
Main day, sir.
I want to see. Yeah, I don't know the main day. Not the version. Where's the 11th tour is a good time for other reasons. For parking the car. All the guys moving to park the car. It's the best time. Look at that. Okay. Parking. Okay, yesterday we had made reference to the Sefer HaMaftech and the Frankel Rambam explaining the expression in the Rambam, Kamosha Biyarnu. Where's the Rambam? Thank you. Rambam's not here? Position? Let me flip it away. That's it. So the Rambam has an expression, Kamosha Biyarnu. And there are different interpretations of what it means. Again, one more time. In Ilchos Yisurei Bia, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph, the Rambam writes, you require Hagosha, and Aishim is Tamid Min HaTorah, Benita Obeziva, Asher Tagash, Betir Adam, Biyotzi Vesara, Kimosha Biyarnu. Where was he mivadis then? Basic then. He said twice Kamosha Biyarnu says. Then he says, Lower Gisha, she found the Simba Prozor as Becheska Shabbat Agosha, Kamosha Biyarnu. Two Kamosha Biyarnu. What's the basic Kamosha Biyarnu? Where did the Rambam say that you, the Din of Hargosha? Rambam can be found according to the Mekevitz HaMishnah in Perek Hay. Halacha Tes Zayin. Aisha shechnitz shvalferes beprozdod. Roas ha'adam b'socha shvalferes. Tahora. Shenema. This is just every word now. Shenema. Dam yiezol b'sara. Achetir b'sara. Kiderech shanoshim roos. The ain derech aisha liros b'shvalferes. Wow. So the Salah. It's not the Al Yisod, right? It's the whole idea of Hargosha, which is in Perek Tes Halach Alvis, Kamosha Biyarnu, Perek Yalacha Tes Zayin. And it's a question of Derech versus not Derech. Now, the source for the Rambam Shofar is the Chof Aleph Medbei, which is in the Gemara Beferish. So let's take a look for a brief minute. Chof Aleph Medbei. The Gemara has Sibsara Omer Achmana below Bishvo Ferret. Who is the Gemara? Kafalas Medbe. Now, we know enough Nun Zayin of Medbe. The Gemara has, as we said, that we started off the Shira, Sibsara Asher Tagish Bibsara. I'm going to put it all together, right? Seems to put it all together. Namely, that it needs Derech Riyasa. So we said before, Chinesh, from the Rajba, 2 days the Rajba, as we spoke about, Barichas, seems to be the Rambam Shita as well. That's the Pasha Pshat. Fine. Now, the Rambam might be therefore an ally in our trying to prove that they didn't have Hargosha, not Tamek Derech because of the Alma, but rather a question of what it's called over here, Derech or Isha. Derech Shanoshim Roos, again in Perek Halacha Tes Zayin, in the context of Shofaris, but if Kamosha Biyarnu has put back to Shofaris, which is in the Kevesh Mitzvah Shat, it would indicate that that is in fact a Pshat in the Rambam as well. Fine. Now, I'd like to share with you some insights into our discussion from yesterday. And I'll open up one of the Sfarim I have, and I took out from the library. It's called Sefer Megillat Sefer. It's celebrating its 25th anniversary. Tav Shin Mem Beis. So that's Gama. Almost to the day, Rabbi Shmuel Arbach. Hey Nisan, Tav Shin Mem Beis. Pretty close. Right. Tav Shin Mem Beis. Okay. And, you know, probably wasn't printed until a few weeks. Maybe it was printed today. Tav Beis Iyar, maybe. Okay, maybe it came out today. Simon Beis Gimel. Beis and Gimel, we discussed it today, so we'll look it up later. You can find the safer. I have the library's copy. But Beis and Gimel are all about these and young. I'll share some of the insights he has, which I think are interestingly close to what we spoke about in our yesterday's shiur. Okay. Now, the question is, he discusses Bariches, so we spoke about it already before. What Shana na Gemara? All of the Argush. So he agrees that the Pasha of Shana's mother, we said, she had a sensation of Hagashas Adam. And we say, you know, maybe we'll attribute it to her Hagashas Eid. Those of you shown who say, if I cared as well, if a woman saw and has no Hagashas Adam, only an Eid, we say she made a mistake. That's an additional Pshat. The same way she just, as she made a mistake in one direction, so we say on her own, perhaps she's making a mistake in the other direction, but not the pshat that that's the Gemara means. That's not what the Gemara means. So, all he says is he thinks learns the Gemara that way directly is the Beis Yosef, which we'll perhaps get to a little bit later on. The Beis Yosef, he claims, learns pshat in the Gemara exclusively in the other direction. Namely, all of the Argusha means she has a sensation only of the A, and therefore there's certain leniencies. But if she will in fact experience Hagosha's Dam, then no leniencies exist whatsoever. Our Gemara is not discussing that case. That's a radical Kiddush. Okay. The other radical Kiddush we saw in the Sefer Tara, our Gemara is talking about what we said before, where she had her Hagosha's Dam, and the Gemara is in Mechadash HaKiddush, that maybe she made a mistake, but it was pushed to the Gemara that she can make the other mistake. Even before they might realize that. That to me is also a wild Kiddush. I'd rather say, don't equal this big Kiddush. Just say that once the Gemara thought there could be a mistake in one direction, so these could be shown and say there could also be a mistake in the other direction. That seems the opposite of any of these Meiridic Kiddush, which are not so close to the Pshat, if you ask me. Who's going to hold this way? The Rambam, presumably, because the Rambam has a mistake in both directions, as we saw yesterday. Maybe Rashi. But Rashi, we'll see soon, there's a big question what Rashi is. He says, but he requires Hagosha at all, the Maskana of the Gemara. There's one little problem. He says, there seems to be an off in the Gemara that tells us that the Rishonim who say that if she had Hagosha's aid, that the Doraita are in fact correct. How so? That's the Gemara. The Gemara on that Yud Beis. The Reitar quotes him to Cotton Sadi Gimel and Simon Kup Sadi. The Gemara talks about a woman doing a bedika. Yeah, she wants, she's in a fight with her husband. I have a great idea. I don't get him. Look at this Gemara. He pays him an aleph on the fourth line. Isha Mao Shetivzok Atma Kashiya Vetis. She should do an internal examination. Zok Rashi, Tap Rashi. Miyad Liakar Be'ila. Right, as soon as Mamish right away. Why? Kidei Lechayim Balachata. Ha ha! I'll get him. I mean, Lechayim and Machata. That's the Gemara. Everyone has a Gemara? There are enough Gemara still. There's still five more on the file. Don't have, please get a Gemara. Tzitzis. Give them out. How much you have a Gemara? So wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Gemara says no. Lo tivdok. The tivdok with mabakach. Im kein libo nok fo parish. The hemshach asugya. So the Achronim say, you see clear from here that there's a shot of a Doraisa. Chatos le oshem toli. Doraisa mamish. But there was presumably no argosha she was. We're not talking about a woman who was a marsha. She experienced argosha's dam and she then had beer with her husband. The answer is, clearly they say, it's the argosha's shamish. Anytime there's beer and she checks right away and finds blood, but there's an immediate possibility of a daraisa based on argosha's shamish alone. The haraya that these kinds of argosha's shamish, a meraglayim, in and of themselves, create a shadow of a daraisa. That's the proof which is brought from this Gemara. A pretty good proof. A pretty good proof. However, it's not that great a proof. Tosfos, later on, in Av Tes Zayin, talks a little bit about this Gemara. The bottom toast on Tezayin and Manal. Tosa says on the second wide line, "If Kain Eina Bodekas Stomach L'Tashmish Leida Im Boel Benidus." Litame Boalo Zayin. The purpose of a Bedikah right after the Tashmish would be to make him Tame 7 days. It's called a Boal Nida, so it's possible before Shemkumish in Pashas Mitzorah. So the Mepharshim asks, what are you talking about? To be Litame Boalo Zayin. Just say, the Chayav Chatas, based on our Gemara, on that you'd base him in Aleph. What are you talking about, the Boal Zayin? So therefore, there are a number of Parshim will say that the lush of the Gemara that is based is lav davka. It doesn't mean korban chatas. You know why? Because there's no hargosha. There's no hargosha. There's no hargosha. There cannot be a chatas. And the proof is given by the Noda Biyuda, Tinyana, Simen Tariva. You can look it up. Had it been chatas? What kind of funny language is this? Lechayev baal chatas. What about her? She's also Chayav Chatas. What are you using a funny lashon like this? She's also Chayav. The Mefurash Mishnah. Adav Yud Dalet. And the woman can also be Chayav Chatas. Nimtal Shala Osiyom Tumeyin V'Chayavin Plural V'Karbon. So what Teretz is, it doesn't mean Chatas. It really means the Tamei Bo'ol Zion. If it's no right, it would be Dinder Raisa in the act of a real bona fide Hagosha Zion. Now, I want to show you, when I really opened the safe, I want to show that he said exactly what we said in Shia. Yes, I hadn't seen what he said. But Umechavin, his way of thinking, if you want to look it up, it's in Simon Gimel, Sifkot and Tess, in the safer. I'm sorry, what's the question, are you? I'm sorry?
Who would pay for
a cover? That's a good question. We're not going to go into the payment for a cover right now. Okay. In Simon Gimel, Sifkot and Tess, he writes as follows. Quote the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, it's impossible to say that B'dik is only the Rabbanim. Why? We read it yesterday in Shir. The typical B'dik of course is Enem HaKabal Tumah. Enem HaKabal Tumah. So why is Halacha that an aid is a problem? What's the problem? Every aid should be Mutlak, it's Enem HaKabal Tumah. The only way out is only one way out. One way out. What's the way out? Every aid creates a child of Argosha. That's his proof. An Argosha is a child of a Daraisa. Says the Megillah Sefer as follows. Listen very carefully. Says the Megillah Sefer like this. This idea of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is what he calls the shitasa, because the simon kuf tzadi tipkat nalef he says that filu bevaday sherasa migufa imushalo baragasha tumasa derabanan uveena mekabel tuma vide tivonim tahora bokakaka olam. What does that mean? He holds like whom? We had a discussion yesterday. Does he hold like the Horas HaShlomim? Or does he hold like the Gilead Masha, name of the crazier places? I mean, that's like the Horas HaShlomim Lekula. The Alter Rebbe holds like the Lekula, like the Horas HaShlomim. Vadei Migufa, it's still the Rabbanan, and it's subject to all the leniencies. Enem HaKabot Tuma, Tzivonim, the work. Shulchanara Parav, we quoted it yesterday. I can't tell right now where it is. Oh. Kuntis Akron in the wind. Kuf Pegim. That's where it was. If it was there yesterday, it's still there today. Okay. Good. This correspondence that we spoke of, we call it picking a poison yesterday. This is exactly, he's saying what we said. And it's stuck with one of two things. The Shulchan Aruch Rav said what he said. And the other way out is to say that Bedika Derabonon, but this is Vadai Migufa, Derabonon answers, no words for the Kess, it's Vadai Migufa, quantity, the crazy place. You have to pick one of those two. Mamash Mechavin to this Sefer Megillah Sefer, very beautiful. I was very happy to hear what he had to say, same as me. By the way, who's right? Is the Torah HaShlomim right? Or is the crazy place right? Very no gale might, there's a discussion. Pick which poor is he going to pick? So the Randabai says, you know, he has on the side, he's lining up. Who's on the side of the Torah HaShlomim? The Shach, the Sidrei Tara, and the Chavazat. That's a lot of people. A lot of people. They're all in Sima Kuf Tzadi. Shach is Lamed Tes, Sidrei Tara is Nun Gimel, the Chavazat is Ches. I looked them up. Chavazat is the most clear. The other two are also probably say the same thing. Okay. This is number one. Number two, Rabotai. The Sidrei Tara, you know, he's the one that has the whole discussion. At the very beginning of Kuf Pegim, I want to please, if you have a Shulchan Aruch, please open up. That same Sidrei Tara, the very opening one. Kuf Pegimul Beit. I'll have to just sit up. In my edition, it's page Shin Samachay, column 2, a paragraph which is in parentheses, Kata. In the other one, I know it's in the middle of a paragraph, it's just Kata. Kata Beshutsh of Yaakov. The Masha Kata of Aramba, Cheskas Dam Shabbat Baragosha, Dafka Kshi Roa Kiderach Riel Shar Noshim. Oh! Kiderach, 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 I love it. So we started the Shia today. Mash Engin Bevote is Kartin. Who wants to translate Kartin? Beck. She'ein mi derech noshim liros kein. Yotza mi gedeh ro. V'lo armina v'riya kaha cheskas tam v'chuli. Cheskas tam bar bar gosha. V'nachon hu. V'nachon hu. Okay. V'nachon hu. We'll come back in a second. But this we spoke about yesterday. Mashakos of Rambam, the snim b'prozor. Nira dafka b'shenisa ha'ed ba'omet hu d'yesh lo mashatoa bar gosha. Shaken bin a prozo the chut, the lekel the name of the Torah bar Gosha came in a Gosha even psicha ta mokor, came in a vidika to eight have a rokok ben a mokor, lo shak lis bazeh, we call it the kinua, an outside wife. Once you go further in, it's a little bit hard to draw a line. But an outside wife goes to the bathroom would not be a problem. It's based upon this word in the Sidrei Tara. Comes along the Megillah Sefer, one could have said that Karten is some kind of a Riyah Chadosh, I don't know, who knows what it is. Some kind of thing which is clear that it's not the normal Riyah. However, when the Megillah Sefer quotes it there in Sifkot Yud Beis, again in Siman Gimel, he writes as follows. Did Reitar refer to a case? Shemot says, Pipin Ktanim Be'ez. Little drop. It's a Ria Meshuna. Gam Yesh Lomar. The Machmas Katnusan Yotzin Below Hargosha. The Ein Bezer Rov Dome Baragosha. It's so small, it's not going to lead to Hargosha. Common sense. So number one, he says it's not normal, and number two, he says it's not big enough to create the targosha, whatever it may, or the garhasha may happen to me. So if you stop right over here, it's mind-boggling. What? No one should leave this year now. The mind-boggling result of this so far is that if a woman does her bedikah and she finds little teeping tanim in the aid, and the aid is presumably ain mekabel tuma. About before. Mutaz! The Alter Rebbe put these two together. The Alter Rebbe proved that Agosh is the writer. Why? Otherwise, we would make an Asian and a Kabbal Tumah. He just got through saying that if it's small, drop, it's not considered Agosh is the writer. So he put two and two together. Woman inserts the Medica cloth, and it's small, drop, that's Mutaz. Are you talking? How you talking? What about Tifus Dam Kechardel? What about the Gemara from the Testament Al? It seems to indicate that we don't have the coolest of Kigrit. What's that? Doesn't say anything. Doesn't say a word. So look at Rashi, of course. Let's not forget that. Rashi is the biggest Rebbe. Rashi, the last Rashi is in the Perek. Come back to it again. Nun Testament Aleph. In point of fact, Rashi never appeals to the issue of Hargosha at all. Rashi keeps talking about the last few Rashi. Migufa Ati. Moshe Migufa Ata. He keeps talking Migufa versus Namigufa. He seems to leave out completely any discussion of Hargosha, which of course would be very nice, because the Sidrei Tara would be a right to the Sidrei Tara. And Lemaskana said Gemara, Rashi denies Hargosha. He denied it. No such thing. The Gemara thought it, but it concluded otherwise. He found yet another Rashi. Kulin, I looked it up. Nun Hei Amad Aleph. Which seems to say exactly the same thing. The Ramasa Chutzmi Kegrish Oksamim. The Rashi quotes the Sugya of Oksamim. And Rashi says as follows. The Tama should the Ksamim ask with the Rabbanan. Why? What should he have said? No Hargosha. Nah. The Midoraisa ad the Chazya Migufa Kedichsiv Dom Yiyaz Ova Bipsara. Hey. Once again, Rashi is a third place. I had my Rashi in Baba Kama, which I learned after Babaja. Here's a Rashi over here in Chulin after the Hamad after Mount Chutz. The evidence is piling up. The Rashi may actually hold it that way. But according to the other Rishonim, who actually require Hargosha, what pshat? So, I wanted to mention to you what I spoke to you about before. The possibility that it's sufficient to have a Hargosha at the beginning of the period. That's enough. So, the Rashi enough nun beis of it beis. I forgot to bring in the Ginas Egos. I'm going to have it carry in his pocket, maybe. I want to show you this what Rav Shech Shlita says. For the moment, we'll just do the Rashi with the Rishon. Nun beis amid beis. Rashi says, Mao the tame of kol ki agavna v'chule. What's the case? The case is the Mishnah. Roa kesem harezu v'chukelas v'chol shesh v'shem zov. The Gemara says, Koki agavna mevia korban v'nechal kamash malah. Zok Rashi. It says, Beis yama v'cholak echa, dashminan, tahash nanami chshosha b'yama, yamevia korban v'nechal. Hashem ala b'gufa avoy. Pach Kesem Shlishi. Ubalika Tchul Nevela. Lost Mina Hava Mina Hava Reglam Dava, the Vada Dava. So comes the Rashba and the Ritzba and it screams. What are you talking about? How can Rashi say over here that we have a Ritzba in the room too, or just a Rashba? They're both good, but I have. No, okay. The next time I should bring the Ritzba also. Footnote, by the way, by the same great author, Rabbi Metzger. I was wondering how to be so good. It's also the same person. High quality. The unfortunate fact is that the Ksav Yad of the Ritz was missing an hour down. From Nunvav to Samachal to Skip. So not only did we lose the Ritz, but we lost the potential footnotes we would have written. Okay. But on this daf, Nunvav and Midvav, the Rashba quotes to Rashi. If he doesn't understand what he's talking about, how can it be? Some is the Rabbana. So the Shad and Rashi presumably would be, it's in the Ritz of Mashma a little bit that way, that maybe Rashi holds that if the it starts, the Agosha starts on the first day, that's enough. Don't Agosha each and every day. The Rashi disagrees. The Rashi says you have a different form. Kevin Shiraz the Stein Uvar Gosha. Ab Kesem Zebar Gosha Ba Vilava Daito. That's Agamar Argosha Vilava Daito, which is for the Raita. You might bring a carbon. Kamash Malon. Lormina de Bar Gosha Ba. We reject Argosha Vilava Daito. Eino Mavia Carbon Klal. And Rashi says no, Mavia Carbon Ve'eno Nechal. But in any event, these Rishonim are unwilling to assume that there can be any possibility of a Nida without the right to have Gosha on that day. But she had Gosha yesterday, they're relevant. Rashi may hold that it is relevant. Of course, we're talking about Rashi. It's a simple answer to Rashi. What's that? You don't have Gosha at all. Simple answer to Rashi. There'd be another riot to the sort of this Sidrei Tara. Okay? But for example, to take a look at the Tosfos. Oh, for one second, hold on. Oh. Now, so l'chol l'halacha, we reject this idea, which some say, according to Rashi, that as long as you have a hagosh at the beginning, that's enough. The chorus rejects it completely. But then, I still quoted an amazing Chassam Sofa. That's why I wanted to see it inside. Unfortunately, they didn't have an Abay Femish. I'll show it to you in Pitzchei Tshuva. And then on Sunday, we'll bring in a Chassam Sofa, so we'll look inside. For the moment, please turn to the Pitzchei Tshuva in Simen Kuf Tzadi Vov. This cut in hay. Just to give a very brief how-to. Those who are married, no. Those who are not, they never heard of it. We discussed how you become a Nida. How do you get out of Nida? How do you get out of Nida? How do you get out? You say what? Go to the mikvah. Yeah, that would happen. You can't just go to the mikvah. You have to have a few things before them. What do you have to have? What? Heftik tar. I mean, the woman does an internal examination to show that she stopped bleeding, and then 7 clean days Shiva Nikiyim. Everybody knows that. Basic. Comes to Pitzchei Tshuva and says as follows. The Mechaber says, "Avelo batka b'chol shiv b'chol hashiv v'yamim," then no good. Says the Pitzchei Tshuva, I am the Chavis Da. Umash Vidiri Hashat. Nida Samach Teh. The Kol Shalom Bokka Af Shalom Regisha Tumeh Midoraita. The Menikim Skurim of Beduk Yavina. This is the most biggest Skurim in history. So the Redarach says the whole requirement for Agosh is only to become a Nida. But once you were a Nida, you need Shem Menikim. You have to have 7 days which are clean from blood And even Dam Shalom Bar Goshen at the right level will knock it out. Ayin Shuvat Chasam Sofer Yoredeh Kufayin Zayin Shecholek Olam. But the mice haven't argued this a great time. But I'm sorry. The Chavetam, excuse me. Thank you. Because of what? Hadin din emes kabehem sektara. With respect to sektara, the problem even within the absence of Argosha. Why? The vada in mo'el mashal regisha kol ben hashmoshes sheniftach makora. She didn't feel the Argosha of psichas piyamokra. There is pasuach v'yomenu utzricha sheteda sheniftach makora. But the sphere of the key, you need a re'iya, right? By tzorach raya to prove it. The efshar to have the tzrul lefaneinu kosher borolosh shkicha latzma shakris echas mizayin yom of yodas mivada yishadlo nifsech makora. There's no raya from shak. What's he saying over here? The baisa. He takes Tzichas Piyamaka literally, opens the book, you know, it's like a faucet. In the Chassam Sofer's world, it's like a faucet. Okay, Rosh Chodesh, faucet open. Tzichas Piyamaka. So whatever comes out, as long as that faucet is open, it's all right. That's what he says. In part, like that Rashi that we have. Going to the possible extent of the Ritva. Then you close the force. What's considered the closing of the force? Only one thing and one thing only. What's that? Have to take time with the Gaskarim was stuck up in a careful examination. Nothing's coming out means the force was closed. Now, from here on in, the only time there's going to be a needed Daraisa was in the Nuar Gosha. Open the force again. See, that's Piyamak. So, right, see. Chassam Sof. And I haven't seen it inside. I wanted to see it before, but we don't have it yet. Still, Mr. Shem, we'll get it. Yes?
Do you argue on the first half without saying that Hargosh is leading the position of the first half? The first half
says that
you shouldn't continue to
assume the right
without Hargosh. So, if you argue, how would you argue on the
first half? We say simply wrong. He made up a new din that in Shem Akim, it has to be Baduk even from Nuk, even from Dan Balor Agosh. You know why he said it? I'm not going to the details now. You know why he said it? He's assuming that Zedika Shivinakim is the right. What do you need it for? Just you should focus on mine. I didn't feel anything. That's good enough for the right. There are many answers to that question. Some say Enochinami. You saw Nechassam Tov. Enochinami, some say. Others have to do a Maisa Zedika. Whatever reason. Sarfro Lo Shivas Yomer. Even if it's not only to preclude a shayla of the right. But not on Shimon Akim yet. Oh. The quote that is Chassam Sofer Abosai, over here, quote in the Pesachet Shuva, listen very carefully. We do know that once you had Hefzik Tara, we can be make a little over again. You have to stay that way. If you disagree, according to the Chavazdash, you're out of luck. All throughout the Shiva Nakiyah, you have no leniencies whatsoever. Nothing. That's going to emerge from the Kavazad. So if a woman sees any stain in Shiva Nakiyah, it's going to be no good. No one holds that way of the night. No one. My knowledge. Okay. So on both sides. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, that's right. What? Clear is the first 3 days of the problem. So much the intrinsic coolest. Begat Savua, Ina Makabal Tuma, Pachot Mikigris, all apply in the Shiva Nakim. Yes. Once the Heftik Tara, the faucet shut, she has had no sensation since then. Therefore, any dam is now the Rabbana. And the Rabbana, the three coolers apply. So, Ms. Manazet, he's still, all these people are going through their life according to the Gemara. That there's a psichas, which we, I said, we don't feel the bizman azeh, we'll have to come to that later. But how we do it? The chlal, we do bizman azeh. Because we have a different world, different reality. We'll discuss that a little bit later. But we're still sober today discussing the world of the Rishon. Correct. That's what he says, at least as it's quoted here in the Pitzchei Shul. Now, is there any other proof that in fact the quote poison that we pick is that Vedika's aid is a daraisa? That seems to be the way we're going now, right? We seem to be making like the Torah Tashlamim. And if you pick one of those two poisons, so then we know which way we're going. So yes, there's another possible proof. It's Simon Kuf Sadi, the very last Sif. Sif Nun Dalit. Ein Biksama Mishim Ves. And we're not discussing Vestas yet, a big complicated sugya. But a Kesem is not enough to establish a Ves. Okay. Chut Mikis Me Eid Abodaklo Shehem Mitamim Bukol Shein Varein Kiriyot Lechol Dover. So if a woman Kuf Tzadi Sif Nun Dalit. The last line in this very long sentence. What's the pshat in this in? So the Taz is just caught in Mem Aleph, since it's in the Ravid and the Balei HaNefesh. Okay? And he explains the pshat. Mizeh Gamkein Raya Lamash Kassad B'Sif Lamaset, just caught the Kofset. The Eino Boduk Lo Havei Tuma Doraisa Hafal Pisha Kincha Atma. But it's only Eira Boduk. The distinction between Eira Boduk and everything else is because the Eira Boduk is Doraisa. Eira Boduk is not Doraisa, even though she did an internal examination. Why is it not Doraisa? You only have one shot. Why? Down below Kesa. Eira Boduk. Because maybe the blood was off, was there before you put it into the body. Eira Boduk means it wasn't properly checked in advance. Details to be discussed with me perhaps a little bit later on. So you see klar that Eid HaBodek is Doraisa. That's Pshat in the Mechaber based upon the Taz. So you see we pass it this way. It's not just some theoretic. Now, what's the din of this Eid HaBodek, for example? Take a look in Sif Lamed Vok. Simit Kupsari, Sif Lamed Vok. Vodka asa ve'eid she'en o'bodek lo. Afilu inichos o'shomer b'teivosa v'mosa olav dam. Ein o'tumea elim yesh bo kigris v'o. Whoa. But eid she'en o'bodek requires a gris. That's Rebbe and Abu Dalad and Alf going over to him and bait. You pass like Rebbe. Eid she'en o'bodek has the status of a kesem, therefore, and only usher if it actually is a tigris. Rebbeinu Shalaylam, what's the kasha here? What's the kasha here? No. Huh? Slowly. We said until now, age and a bodhuk is not a doraisa. How did we explain it? Down below kesem. So therefore, it's only the Rabbanon. Very nice. It's only the Rabbanon. So why would it be Tom in a Gris V'od? The problem is the typical aid is what? Eino Mekabel Tumo. Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Eino Mekabel Tumo. This question is a good question. And it's asked by none other than the Alter Rebbe himself. I'm sorry. Well, it's a back and forth. Mishum Nida, Mishum Kesem. Whatever it may be, I'm not going into those details right now. Bottom line is, we assume that it's not a din d'oraisa. That's what we pass on the halacha. It's not a d'oraisa, because it would be d'oraisa, you wouldn't require gris v'ot. But the Shulchan Aruch passes in the gris v'ot. Okay, so. Okay, excellent. Excellent. That means if it's not going to have a kegris va'od, we're going to assume it's coming from some other source, from some other source, and therefore we say dam v'lo kesem. That's the case that the Gemara is talking about. Okay, fine. I'm not arguing with you. I agree with everything you said. Fine. So the question becomes, once we assume that there's no need of d'oraita, sleep of makolos or whatever you want, dam v'lo kesem we suggested, why then is it asura in the case of an eid is enem kamal tumah? We never heard that the eid is enem kamal tumah, that an eid and a butter should be mutter. No one ever said that. Why not? If not, why not? The Alter Rebbe asked that question. It's in Simon, again, Simon Kuf Tzad Yivav, in the Sivkotan Ayin. Listen to the words of the Rebbe. Look at the rest. When we come up on Elod and Kesem Lagamre, he's going to tire with Dava Shenem Akabal Tumma. He didn't summon Shalom Gospel, Dava Shenem Akabal Tumma. No. That we don't say. Why? Because in this particular case, it's mitzama argasha ukisvur argashas edu kidliel simakuf pegim sheches kasadam shabba argasha hilkov gazrubaze af bedava shena makabel tumo, which means about time that all the rabbanans were not created equal. If it's the rabbanan of what? There's no hargosha, no kshash hargosha. So then what do we say? If it's ain't a mekabel tumah, it's mutter. However, if there was a chance of hargosha, there was an aid, and the only reason why it's not the right, we'll say it's called dam v'lo kesem. This rabbanon is somehow more chomer, and therefore they would go there on it even for an aid ain't a mekabel tumah. So says the Alter Rebbe Simakuf Tzadi Sivkotan Ayin. Okay, so now what do we see from here, Rabotai? That an aid with the Shash HaGosha is more chomer than other Rabbana, as opposed to a kinuach with a Shash HaGosha. Oh, this is relevant, Rabotai. Take a look at the Pitzchei Tshuva in Simon Kuf Tzadi Sif Katan Mem. It's on the same page, right here in front of us. Ayin B'Tshuva Chasam Sofer. Again, I wanted to see it. Simon Kuf Nun. Dibizmanenu Yesh Lahachmir Bo Mikesem Di Alma. Dibikesem Anitza Shiro V'Kigris V'O. Shu Shir Dam Makol Es Gedola Shlo Nitza Kem Bizmanenu. Aber Bot go ask for the age chain of Baduk. Because can I say how gosh is even to have a lach? Nay, they didn't catch him yesh though. He called me call me they spake a lunafik. Vein the tire of the sheer cut on. Kidam a kola shenim to his manenu. Whoa! You just call me Chassam Sofer? That today we don't have such big bag bugs running. We don't have any bag bugs running around. We don't have such big bag bugs. We should toss him a penny, a kagris. So if it's found in a garment, we can remake it, because there's no chash hargasha whatsoever. But an eish and a baduk, despite the fact that we say it's only the rabbanon, nonetheless, it's a chash hargasha d'oraisa. We're matmir to aser kesem, which is bigger than today's bedbugs. Today could actually be bigger than zero somehow. I don't have it in front of me. I'm perplexed by one thing: the ziva sevelah. Didn't we see at the very beginning, the opening line, in the Siman Kuf Pei Gimel that the Piskei Tshuva Sivkot Aleph quoted the Chasam Sofer Bekama Tshuvas Ziva Savalach Nad Hargosha Kuf Mem Hei Kuf Nun Gimel Kuf Samavav Kuf Ayin Aleph. And here he seems to be saying something in Kuf Nun sounds a little bit fakir. I don't know. I'm just trying to make heads or tails out of it. I don't know what the. I don't have the Chasam Sofer in front of me, so we'll postpone it till Sunday. If you see it, please let me know what he says. We'll try to figure it out before Shia. Oh. Contrast this, Rabbi Otai, to another situation which the Sidra Tara discussed. What if a woman sees a kesem on her garment, on a sheet, on anything, on a towel, whatever it may be, and it's shortly after either Hatolat Meiraglayim or Tashmish, all the poskim say it's mutter. Why? Why? Since we just assume that the most gedoli rishonim seems to be of the opinion that the mistake can go in either direction. That's the pashup shot in the Rambam and in the Rashba, maybe in Rashi. And that's how we assume the Dina called the Shulchan Aruch Harav with the whole picking of the poisons, etc. So if we are mak when it comes to an aid to the Mekshash Hargosha, why shouldn't we be equally mak when a kesem on a garment following it, the Tashmish of Meraglayim should also be us? So we don't say that. We don't find such a thing. The Sidrei Tara writes, we don't find such a chumra. I want to look it up. It's quoted over here. Simon Gimel and Hosafa to Os Tef, page Kofet. Hold on, if he calls it a Tzai, it's not up to it. Look it up yourself. The Tzarech Ian Chasidre Tzai doesn't tell you right now where it is. Perhaps we can find it earlier. I don't see it this minute. Hochiach the Bekesem Mekilim Bedava Shenem Mekabel Tumo Af Benimsa Achar Atolos Meraglayim Tashmish. Somehow an aid is a totally different status. Now it's a different status, more than a rabosai, more than a derabonon, but it's even more than other chashashas d'oraisa, such as tashmish and eraglayim. An eid is more common than all than either of them. Miu gam be eid lo achmiu ela kishadina d'oraisa v'lo bekinuach. Okay, lo bekinuach. Now, yes, sir. We're gonna the details of their aglaim are much too numerous to go into right now. But we will need to get to it. We will get to it. There is a sefer called Pardei Simcha. I've never really seen it at all, but I know it's quoted by this sefer. I took it out. This came out Tupshin Lamentet. Okay, it's already a little bit older. Okay, it quotes from Simon Kup Sadi, Sif Kotten Sadi Ches. I can find it here in the paper. He says, here he's quoted as saying, in the name of the Chasam Sofer, Yesh lahakel ve'eid she'eino boduk k'she'eino mekabel tumah. Because the entire deed of the Rabbanon against the Shulchan Aruch Harav. not seeing any right now. Oh, Nechu Akronim. Yesh Omen Tumea after Begat Tavu and Makabotum. That's the Alter Rebbe, Reish Gimel, Shulchan Aruch Harav. The Yesh Matarin. Who's that? Chasam Sofer. Chelek Vov Tshuva Peyal. Look that up too. The Yesh Akasha. That doesn't fit. How's that get the same with the Chasam Sofer who says that an Eish and a Budak we require Makolas of a Tzuyah Bizmanenu? We have a bunch of theories of Chasam Sof. One by Zivah Savolach, and one over here. So we have so far two kashas of Chasam Sof. One is raised by here, and the footnote Yud Aleph on the bottom, one is raised by me. But we'll have to look up, leave that in the original to see what it's all about. Now, having said all this, Rav Osai, it seems to me as follows. We had discussed the question earlier today. You put together the two Chidushin Defloim of the Sefer, Megillah Sefer. I mean, it's not so different. One is that we say that the only, Alter Rebbe said it, that the only reason why an Eid is Mochama than a Kesef is a Chashash Argosha. And number two, we said Tipin, he said, there's no Argosha. So you mean to tell me that Tipin is Mutter? So one way I was to say it's the Argosha from before, but it's not going to help too much. So we explained our Russia before based on the Chasam Sofer, turn off the forces. When are we primarily concerned with these teep on an A Bedika? All the while they come when? During the, everybody help me out. During the what? The Shiva Nakim. The Shiva Nakim, we said its forces is turned off. So we're stuck. So my answer, I believe, is as follows. Although I don't see the famous here, but put everything together. Enoch in Ami Midoraisa, perhaps that's true. Perhaps that's true. However, since he just established the whole Yisod over here, that an aid is more chomer even than other Chashashas the Oraisa, what does that mean? That they were attacked more by aid than by anything else. Can't compare it to Shamash and Amerag line. So it's only one step to go from there and to say that even though in the case of Tipin, you would not apply the Cheskas Dam Shabbat Bagosh to make it into a Tzveka Doraisa or a Vade Doraisa, as the Gemara has over here, but at least a Chashash Doraisa, at least a Chashash there is. So once there's a Chashash, so the aid which finds it on, upon which you find Tipin, will be Asura Midrabbanon based on this new Gzeiras Eid. Let me be Mechadish over here. There's a new Din Midrabbanon called an Eid. In other words, sure it starts with the Chashash Daraisa of the Alter Rebbe. That's how it starts. That's how you knew it's a Din Daraisa. But once it started that way, they introduced a second level that every single Eid, almost every single Eid, is going to be Asur Midrabbanon if you find blood on it, as long as it's not a kinuach, but it's an A which is inserted inside. Why? Because of a potential chashash argosha. Even though it's presumably a minority, because it's only tipin, it's not darko b'kach, but a chashash argosha it may still be. Therefore, that answers the question. Tipas dam on an A b'dika is also presumably midrabbanon. Presumably midrabbanon. At least we knocked it out of a Doraisa. When all the poskim got to talk about is that aid is a Doraisa, they mean a lot of blood. It's a normal fashion of Riyasa. But it's tipin, karten, so then it's not a shot of a Doraisa, but it's awesome with the Rabbanim for sure. That's the way it suggests. Aid is a unique stat. Might there be any exception to the rule? Every single thing that's inserted but also Malka will have this status? It's not completely clear. It's interesting. If you look at the Sidrei Tara at the very beginning, of Simon Kuf Tzadi. Take a look, please. The beginning of Simon Kuf Tzadi. He quotes, in my edition, this page, Tav Lamed Aleph, from the top of the second column. The first paragraph, a few lines in. I quoted the Chiddush Aran. What does it mean, Tati Shmamina? What's the Loma? The cave and the Be'ina, Shetagash Vipstara. Mimele Adina and the Maid Beshvira Bechaticha. Bishum de Ein Ze Hargosh as Dam. El Hargosh as Shvira Chaticha. Right? That's the Chiddush Aran. The Rashba on that Nun Zion Amud Bey, the one that we saw before. Tati Shmamina. The Yesh Mefarshim, the Velo Beshvir, Haina Mishum, the Ein Margeshes, Bisi Azda. The footnote he says, that's the Chiddush Aran. That's the Chiddush Aran. He says, why does it say tight? Why does it say flat? The Hagosha Shvir Ushfoferes Kula Mitam Acha Echon Heim. For one reason. What's the reason? You're not having the Hagosha. You're feeling the Shfoferes, you're feeling the Shvir, you're feeling whatever you're feeling, something else not to die. Fine. Fine. Rabota. Says the Sidrei Tara, we don't pass in this way. Why? Because if the Ran is right, the mitam the lav har goshu the matinon. Im Kain, Eich Paskin Liel. Simen Kuf Peches Sif Gimel. What does Simen Kuf Peches Sif Gimel? What does it say there? Let's take a quick look. I'll do able to. Kuf Peches Sif Gimel. See it inside. First, everybody with me? Everybody have Shulchan Aruch? Maybe by next week I'm going to have a Shulchan Aruch too. Any Shulchan Aruch you want. With Shach, with Taz, with Bari HaShulchan, with Shevet HaLevi, with Mr. Brewer HaKadosh. I'm going to have some Shulchan Aruch or others. I'm going to have a different Shulchan. I'll be really excited. 30 different Shulchan Aruch. That'll be exciting. Shaka the Taz is the most, is the one you should really try to bring in. If you're going for Shabbat, just find one somewhere. Okay. Shulchan Aruch writes, Tichnisa Shvoferet Votzia Bodam Tahora V'cheinim Ra'at Adam B'chaticha Torah. What does Shulchan Aruch say? Why? If the din would be that the only reason, the only shortcoming is what? A lack of Hargosha. We pass a lack of Hargosha. That's exactly the din of a Kesem. So why is it a Torah? It doesn't say it's a Torah de Rabbanon. That's the Sidrei Tara's proof over here in Simen Kuf Tzadi, the first paragraph is called Nalef. Mikol Chavos the time of the Rabbanon, the Gozer Afilu Al Kesem. Afilu Eichel Devaya Lower Gishu goes Tosfos Nun Ches against the Rashi. Elavaya the Sfilu La Poskim the High Bemsorik Zeres Akosavu Velo Mitam Agoshem Emaitlo. The Vaya the High Mikra Agosha Afopish Efshelit Los for Agoshem Hashofaret Vachaticha. Mikol Makom Chora Agoshu. We cannot attribute our Gosha to the other thing and not to the Dam. And therefore I argued my Rebbe, the Shev Yaakov, who wrote the following, Isha Sharos, the Tipas Damim, and a Lecha Levana Meruba. A whole lot of white stuff came out, a huge discharge with a few little drops of blood. So the Rebbe said, that's loyal to our Gosha. The Talin and our Gosha, Meruba, the Lecha Levana. He says it's wrong. It's wrong. The Ran said it's right. The Ran said it's right. But we don't pass like the Ran. That's what he says. You think it's the last word? You think his Rebbe is wrong and the Poskim are wrong? Why are you joking? Wrong. From the bottom, they have the. You have in your version? I have the Maram Mordechai Benet, Savyad. I don't know if you have it in yours. No. Oh, but I have. Who has mine? Who has my Shulchan Aruch? Nobody has it but me. State of the art. No one has a Shulchan Aruch here. No one in the whole room? Nobody?
One.
I always like someone to check me out. That's why that's unfair. I may have misquote. These sophers have done my Shulchan Aruch. So I'm on page Tav Lamed Aleph. I'm reading the Hagos from Mordechai Benet in the bottom. V'yesh Lomar. The Ro Chazal Migzer Bekesem. Otu Roa Kergela Baragosha. Below Gozru Bekaticha. Bidam Besocha. Otu Roa Baragosha. Below Katicha. Behem Yodu Be'ezo Nido Nikol Migzer Olo. V'yo. The Bemilsa Lo Shchicha Bidam Shebekaticha. Below Gozru Barabonon. He likes the Rebbe. The Rebbe's right. The Rebbe's right. I is kasha, kasha is no kasha. Lo shchicha is different. The chaticha is shoferes. It's a different kind of thing. What is shchiach? A bedigah that a woman does for halachic reasons. But something which is not for halachic reasons does not rise to the level of a bedigah upon which gozer avonah b'li argosha. So what's going to emerge from this whole picture over here? We're going to say that we're machmer on bedikas, even if there's no argosha d'oraisa, we're machmer anyway, because of even a remotest shash of argosha d'oraisa. And I will say that b'zman hazeh we're going to be machmer anyway because of a low plug and davar shebeminyan, but only in a normal bedika, not in the shoferes, the chaticha, or the like. And we'll see that we'll come to the like in a few minutes. Rabotai, everyone with me so far? I know you haven't seen the text, so you have to have the text in front of you. Rabbi doesn't see it, but okay. You look it up afterwards. Don't trust anything I say. And I said, I don't want any yes men. I want you to be cautious. Come to me on Sunday to everything that was wrong from the beginning to the end. That's the best of all. We'll fight it out. We'll see. Yeah, either I'll say you're right, or you'll say I'm right, or we'll agree to disagree. Yeah?
Considering Kara assumes that Spirit has been spread not because of Hargash,
right? That's what there is
a
cause.
Right.
That's right. Also, the Mechavat Mishnah
was.
Right. I'm on that side. I'm on that team, if you will. But not everyone. Not everyone's on our team. You can't claim everyone to be on your team. You have to know how to manage, right? Okay. Rabbi Tzad. To the Tara Tabai. Yeah.
To clarify why would
you asked me a good question, why? My Rebbe used to tell me, I'm not interested in why, I'm interested in what. I don't know why. I can speculate, but bedikas are, eide bedika are something which is required by the halacha during Heftatah and Shevet Nekiyim. This is required by the halacha. The Chazal felt we have to be machmer in this arasof. Right? As opposed to tashmish miraglai, which are natural actions, but are not halachically required, they weren't machmer, that's what we saw before the quoted from the Sidrei Tara. And similarly, shvir, chaticha, shoferes, or the like, either because it's lo shchicha or whatever, it's not exactly the same as the name. My theory is they were machmer by aid more because aid is a halachic requirement. They wanted to be completely clean. That's correct. That H and a bodak. H and a bodak. Because it's, even though H and a bodak probably wouldn't work. maybe it would work. If it were clean, it would definitely be good for the Shiva Nakim. So that's why they were Machavo by H. That's what I think. Yes. Right. Yeah, that's a big problem. Many women do bedikas for naught. For naught. For example, a woman saw a keten. What does she do? So some Rabbanim say she should do a bedikah now. No! No! She'll do a bedikah, she's going to make herself a tzura. But if she didn't listen to me, and she did a bedikah anyway, the devil wants to say she should be mutter because it wasn't required halachically. No luck. Sorry. Once she did a bedikah in the fashion that's normally done, we have to have these chumras. I'd love to say like you, but I can't. Sorry. I gave you, I explained to you, a bedikah is something which the chacham had an extra chumra on. I was asked why. So I gave my speculation why. Because eight bedikah is a halachic requirement. But I'm not, I don't mean to say by that that the only kind of bedikah is going to be, we have to be machron, if it's an absolute lack of requirement. That I'm not saying. A mitzvah bedikah with an aid is a problem. Okay? Yeah?
Why wasn't she coming in the first cast under the Zevonim or something?
Yeah, it was left in the grid, Zevonim, and the Kabbal Tumah, but whichever you want.
Then it does seem like a cool that a woman accidentally may have done, she didn't do the bedikah, she was just whatever, the wife or whatever it was, and she accidentally may have flushed down outside, then it still wouldn't be out from Ireland.
Again, maybe in that kind of a case, a woman's gone to the bathroom, and she just takes the, women are trained from their infancy, when they go to the bathroom, they urinate, they take a tissue, they wipe around, there shouldn't be anything left there for hygienic reasons. That's their training. Good. So she does that, so we said that's called a kinuach, it's not a problem. So Dove wants to know, what if, I don't know the anatomy there exactly, her finger slips a little bit, and she ends up trying to do a kinuach, but going a little bit further in. What are you asking? Tell her not to look, but she did look. Again, I don't know. It's hard for me to give a specific answer to that question. The post can say it has to be deep enough in that it can be confused with the old time Agosha Psichos Piyamoka. So likely it is. Even if she goes a little bit in, it won't necessarily achieve that. Fine. But I mean, I want to go further than that. I don't want to be held, hostage that every last detail of the bedikah that's halakhically required is the same as the bedikah that's going to cause the problem over here. So the bedikah that's caused the problem over here is because of the chash argosh that I concede. I'm explaining to why they were more worried about this chash argosh than tashmish meraglayim, for example. But the details don't have to be exactly the same. For example, we'll get to it later. What kind of a bedikah must be done for the shiva nikiyah and after tara? So Paul's going to say, you have to do chorobus dakim, excuse me. But what happens if it doesn't go all the way in? We'll discuss it by Rechus later. Most Paul's going to make him. The raya they bring to Mekalib Sula. The Kalib Sula physically can't get all the way in. The Dam Sula in the way. But that's good. But wait a second. But that, it's very possible that the Bedikah that's done by a Kalib Sula is not deep enough to create a Sufik Hagosh. According to those that the Hagosh has to be, as you saw in the Chavaz Das, close to the Psichas Piyamach. So the details are not going to necessarily joy. You're right. I don't want to be held hostage to every day detail, but I will say it's talking about what we would call an eight bedik. So now, from Avadja to page Chof, called the same called the Neta Shashuim. It's Pashup Shad the Gemara, Zafn Zainam at Beis, is what? Come on, Rabosa, what? Argusha means she used Margish Dan. Is there poshut achlonita likase merov shitusa? The pshat is not the other way around, but she didn't feel the way we're making her. Right? And the Rambam, chazaka shavo b'hargosha, and he says the pshat is because of the bedikas aid. He says, no! The Rambam is worried about a different thing. We're afraid that what? Argusha v'lava daito. It's two pfwetlum pshat, not Rambam. When the Rambam said, if she did a bedikas aid, he says, Tmeya, cheskas dam bo v'argusha, the simple read, you have to concede, it's right. The simple read, not that the bedika did it. But she wasn't paying attention. She was the Argosh of Allah Vadaita. The Gemara, that's for her. That seems to be true even the Maskana. That's a simple pshat. And then he says, Kule Alma Modu Shim Lower Gisha Bavdika Sa'ei Havi Rakhma De Rabbanon Ve'ei Lahavdika B'Toa. Okay, and then he says, Uvifrat Kshomeret Bebirur Shelo Hergisha. Okay? That most they claim it's the Rabbanan against all those with the Rashba we saw, etc. One second. Me a few extra lines over here. You know what? It goes forever. But he does say, "Dafka mechnisa as aid the pros or shuba omer karecha by himself is the right." Even according to those, "Avav kinuach no," said Reitar. We saw just a few minutes ago. Kuf pe gimel, shot in the Rambam. So for many people say that. And therefore the hygienic wipe is not a problem.
Did Jerry say that a common food is not a problem also? But that is a secret.
You're asking a good question. A kala basula will do a bedika to the best of her ability. I'm told that the anatomy will not allow to get too far in. And she'll see a mashu. I think the dinner she's up. Because she did a bedika, she got as far as she could go. It's not just a kinuach chitzon. Again, I agree with you that Lazi one might have said that it's mutter. But I don't think we can pass it that way. Whether the rice or the rabbana? So it's the rabbana, okay, we'll be the rabbana. Okay, goes on and on and on. Fine. Adkan. Now on both sides, please. I want to discuss a very serious question with you. A serious question, which is not some theoretical, it really, really is a problem, an issue. If we were correct, as we said before, that the nature of our Goshev is Manenu is different than it was, now it's what's called Derech Riyosas Koveya. So perhaps there's no din of, there's no Chashash Doraita to Klal in any Bedikas Eid. Let me repeat. In the olden days, the Gemara says you can confuse a bedikas aid with a shamish. You can do this hagashas tam with a shamish, with an aid, with a meraglayim. Because then there was something they felt. I don't know, psichas piyamok, whatever it was. Zua, whatever it was. See, we don't have this. So how do we explain? If I'm correct, the way we explain what's Derech Riyasa, what's Hagoshim Daraisa Bismana there? It's Derech Riyasa. We said Derech Ika Riyasa. Correct? If Derech Ika Riyasa is the only Hagoshim we have with Daraisa Bismana there, you can't confuse an aid with that. Who will put an aid in a body because I want a drop of blood? That's a Shaila of a Daraisa? Maybe Bismana was a Shaila of a Daraisa because there was this kind of a tzad that woke her up, the whole stakitza, the whole business we spoke about the first day or two. But today, the only daraisa is what? Is the derech riyata, I'm saying your chiddush nifla v'noru, which I haven't found in print anywhere. Actually, I take that back. We just saw the Gilda Sefer said it a little bit. That you drop a blood on a bedika today is not the right. He said it's karten. Sivitari said it. What was I machadish over here? I mean machadish, maybe the Yiddish is still a little bit more than a karten. Might still not be the right. Because it's not derech riyasa or ikar riyasa. Afal PK, Rabosai, we go back to our Davash of Aminyan. You will get no kula salami in Eid Bedik. Because Eid Bedik is tiktu chachamim, as we saw just before, it's a special takana, more even beyond what we have with respect to a shadow of Eid and Shamish, excuse me, of Shamish and Merag Lion. You may see the butter that applies. Din de Rabbanan, an Eid Bedika is a surah. Even though you know 100% sure there's no Hargasha, and it's less than a kagrius, and it's a mekabel tuma, and it's zivoni, and it's kolidei, that doesn't make a difference. Awesome, midrabon. Yeah?
So, if we're applying the modern day hargasha, what we have, so would a couple be chayav akata, if the woman did a kinoach right away, and like mama shows yom right away?
No. Save money on chatos.
What? Right.
We'll save money on chati. But you're a Torah chos of Avon and Shal Yisro. Yeah?
Use that
Gemara
for your question.
In the olden days, the assumption is there was something called a psichas piyah mocker or a zizua evar, and the shamish could easily be confused with that. It's a Gemara. I can't argue the Gemara. I can't argue the Gemara. We think that things changed. That's what I might have wrote. Things changed. Here's the Shiloh, Rabbi Otai. This, yes.
This
Takana Darabon
by Eid is presumably because it's
Vada Migufa. It's Vada Migufa. The blood is Vada Migufa. That's certainly the impetus behind it. It's Vada Migufa. But despite the fact that according to we call Rova Poskim, Vada Migufa is not a Doraisa if it's no Hargasha, but if it's Vada Migufa and she did a Bedikas Eid, we would be Machmir. Now the question is, I want to be tricky with you, with what about Kinuach? Would you consider Kinuach to be Vada Migufa? The woman takes the tissue, goes to the bathroom, and she does a wipe in that area on the outside. What would you say? Is that Vada Migufa? So you're going to get stuck with details over here. Maybe you want to say that the kinuach is musical, although it's vada migufa, but which part of gufa? Because, you know, there's a whole discussion that goes back about lul and the aliyah and all that kind of stuff, which we don't have an understanding what it means, bizman azeh. We don't understand it. So maybe you can argue that if it's the bedika, bipnimis, that's vada coming from the rechem. But it's the kinuach, maybe it came from some other mysterious source there, which would not render a dam neither. Could be. What I'm saying, what you're saying, not necessarily contradictory, maybe even complementary. I'm saying Eid Bedika is more chomer because it's a halakhic requirement. You're saying, probably more straightforwardly, the woman makos is varai migufa. Well, the thing is, we said before that in the case. Okay, good. The problem is going to be, I would some say I also probably varai migufa. I mean, in real life. Right. The original reason was the Vada Migufa, and then stays today, even though it can no longer be a Shash Darais. Okay, that's good. Yeah?
Is there anything that there was a separate takana of the Eid?
Yes.
Or that it just didn't fit into Keter?
Well, take your pick. In other words, on the level of Darais, everything's mutter. There has to be something, some kind of a takana. Rabbi said, everything's mutter till proven other. That's the sort of this whole shir to shir. That's in what the nutshell. Everything is mutter till proven other. So we're saying with no Hargasha, it's Muslim is the right. So you have to have some kind of a framework to make an answer. Don't say it's not a Ketzer. Right. It had to be some Gzer de Rabbanan on it.
Well, it's really a Ketzer. It's just that the Chachamim weren't just packing the kulos in the regular case of Ketzer.
You were going backwards. Everything's Muslim until proven out. So they had to come out of him, had to make an Isser on it. If they didn't make an Isser on it, then the right Muslim would remain Muslim until Mashiach came. They had to make an Isser on it. So we're saying they made an iser on the eid bedikah. Eid bedikah is awesome in the Rabbanan, even when there's no chash daraita for a whole variety of reasons. Tipping of the Sidrei Tara, or we think it's not there if you also with manenu. Whatever you want to say, it's in a bodek down below kesem. You can pick, I guess, go three reasons why an aid might not be a daraita. It's also, anyway, as they made a formal proclamation that an aid, bedika, which sees anything, we see ending on it, is also finished. I don't see a way out of that one. Rabbi Tzai, take the following case. Lamaisa, Lamaisa. A woman goes to the doctor. And the doctor says, oh, I see some blood inside. Oh, my best friend. I see some blood inside. What's her status? You have to examine it on many levels, on the Daraisa level, on the Rabbana level. So on the Daraisa level, of course, everything we said until now, there's nothing to talk about. Right? There's no drop, it's not Shaykh Derech Yosa. For a whole series of reasons. There's no Pash, no Chashar Gosha. And it's not Derech Yosa, a few drops. Mara Migufa, all right, but we don't pass it that way. Yes?
The doctor's examination wouldn't be a...
Oh. So sometimes, the doctor examines in different ways. He may use a glove, which could have a press against the walls, maybe like a bedika. Or he may use something called a speculum. A speculum is an instrument. It's like a... It's planted like two blades of you have a knife with two blades that opens up and allows the doctor to see all the way in towards the opening of the surface. So that bangs against the wall too. May I suggest a chiddush? A major chiddush. Perhaps we have a right to be made on the shayla. Know the right for the reason we just gave. Right. What the Rabbanon? After the Rabbanon, Rebbein Shalom, the Rabbanon. Shouldn't this be like an eid bedika? That's exactly what I'm suggesting. But that's sort of a Rabbot Chabanet. It's not frequent. It's not like a typical day which says every single month. And it was not for lack of reasons. For sure not. But that twist that I added in. So perhaps they never made it. They never. It's not included in this Kuzeh or the Rabbanon of eid bedika. Even though it may simulate it in many ways. The glove or the speculum. Of course, the problem is Vada Megufa. If you go with Vada Megufa straight, you have a problem. But the Chora, so is the Shoferis, and so is the Chaticha Vada Megufa. I hope you get me past this Musa. Mutter mit der Reis und Mutter mit der Rabbana. Ja? Tissues is also Mutter, I agree with you. Tissues and toilet paper is Mutter, but it has, what do you mean Mutter? It has the kulos of Ksamim. The Dana Makabal Tumma, so it's Mutter.
It's not an
Epidika. Again, if the woman used the tissue, went all the way in, went around and around, the way she does it with normal bedikah, I can't be out of the hakel. That's
right.
But it's just an outside wire, I think it is Muslim. It's a bigger chiddush. Suffice it to say, not everyone agrees with me. That shouldn't surprise me. And the Rapolskin will say that it is prohibited. And look, Ora, if the speculum is made from metal, which is Makabel Tumah, So, and let's take the worst case scenario. It's made from metal. It's white, and it's more than the size of a dime. So, no less than a keser. No less than a keser. This leads to the following remarkable shabbos, which I'll end the shiur today. Is the doctor required to tell the woman that he found this keser? He could just take this thing out and put it right into the garbage. She'll never see it. Or is he being machshel? Let's say, even if he's in mitchel, you know, she's a frum woman. He's frum. She's frum. Everyone's frum. So I believe that we have a right to be making on this shiloh too. Don't have to tell. Why? No, no, that's very sharp, but that's not what I have in mind. No, yes?
The husband uses the bathroom after his wife
does. You're being too fancy.
No, I'm asking. He also has the same question.
I'm asking a different question. The husband maybe has a different story. He's a husband. Rabbosai, the Sidrei Tara. The Sidrei Tara, we saw at the very beginning. What does he say, Rabbosai? Dam velo kesem. He gave two comparisons. What are the two comparisons of the Sidrei Tara? We had two other precedents in Halacha. That's Vanai below Sub. Who remembers what the two comparisons were? Mamza Vanai Mamza Sufik. And what else? Orla Vanai Orla Sufik. You look at the Mogan Avram in Hilchas Arba Minim. He says, if I have in Chutzlaret an Esrog Shel Orla, and I know 100% it's Orla, I could sell it to you for $100. Won't be a rip-off. You can enjoy it. You'll enjoy it in the kind of midst of kiyidura, because you don't know that it's Arla. I know it's Arla. I can give it to you. As I state, not gonna ever. So argue that based on the Gemara Kiddush with the Rans. Rabbi Chanan has an amazing din. It's partly of it is in Kovat Taras Yevamis, and it's more beferish in a periodical which is called Degel HaTorah, which came out in the '20s in Europe. He writes the following unbelievable thing. I see Reuven. And I look through Reuven's files and I turn white in the face. It's as clear as day to me that Reuven is a mamzer. Not even a shadow to me, he's a mamzer. Major problem. Most cases, it's not 100% clear. It's called a Suffolk Mamzer. Chachamim said Suffolk Mamzer is also a Rabbanon, also in Kiddush. Says Rabbi Chanan, that's only if he, for the person who knows about it. If he doesn't know about it, I can make a shidduch for him. Rabbi Chanan, right? Fetch. Only problem with that is a major problem with that. What's the problem? Someone may find out. Because if I bury it into a deep file and no one ever find out, and I burn it, shred my papers, this is the only piece of paper in the world that proves that he's a Suffolk Mamzer, and I shred it, fine. If it's another copy somewhere, I'll be mamzer, fine now, but a year later after they have a kid, they'll find out that, that's why it's a risky business. But in principle, it's mutter. So by the same token, it seems to me that if I'm not real clear to tell the woman that she has a kesem, haroa kesem, just to see it. But she doesn't see it. That's the concept of dam v'lo kesem. Right? Dam v'lo kesem means you have to know for sure, as opposed to a suffix. But whenever you have these kinds of din, it's like orla, and it's like mamzer. So you don't even have, if you don't know, maybe it won't hurt you. The Kiddush. About time, my time is up. We'll see that on Sunday, 11:30. The next week, Sunday, 11:30. Monday, 11:30. Tuesday, I still don't know you. Tuesday, if it all be early in the morning. Or very early in the morning. If you can make it. Huh? There for what? About time, next Thursday, I'm told it's graduation. If people are